Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Jeff Kegaris with Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care. We've proudly served the Middle Tennessee community for the last 26 years, and I want you to know we really appreciate you. Having an annual comprehensive eye health and vision exam is so important to the health of your eyes. From signs of diabetes, glaucoma, and cataracts, we're looking for it all. Don't let another day go by. Schedule your annual eye health and vision exam at Cool Springs or Donaldson Eye Care.
From the in-office studios of his eye care practices in Nashville, Tennessee, it's As I See It with Dr. Jeff Kegaris, your source for eye care education and receiving the type of patient relationship you deserve. It is time for a patient revolution. And now, your host, Dr. Jeff Kegaris.
Welcome back to As I See It. I'm really excited this week to introduce you to, or reintroduce most of you, to one of our newest doctor team members, Dr. Mark Kroll, who's our surgeon, who is rejoining us. Many of you know that we worked with Dr. Kroll very closely a few years back. He took a temporary hiatus out of town and is now back with us on a regular basis as our surgeon at Cool Springs Eye Care and Donaldson Eye Care. Dr. Kroll, Mark, welcome to As I See It.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
So, I'm tempted to do this he's back type of thing, but I think that may date the age of me for some of the audience. Anyway, let's talk about you, if you will. I know sometimes that's a little less comfortable, but let's talk about some of the basics. Where did you grow up, and where did you train in ophthalmology?
Yeah, so I grew up near Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay. Didn't get involved in the microbrew business at that time?
No, didn't even know about it then. But yeah, so I ended up in my training out in California, all the way across the country, at Loma Linda University there. It's about an hour east of L.A. So I did my medical school and residency training there as well.
Okay. All right. Very good. And then your first role or first professional position outside of your medical training was back here in Nashville at Vandy. Is that correct? Or was there an interim step?
Well, a very short interim step. I joined a private practice group here in Williamson County. That group was already in discussions with Vanderbilt. And so soon after I joined, we teamed up with Vanderbilt about 6 months later. Mm-hmm. And that was a very good relationship for about 9 years I was with them.
Yeah, you built quite a reputation. That's how you and I got to know each other and the sharing of patients. You provided great surgical care and we had such a good working relationship, so that's why we're glad to have you back. Now, there's more than just you. I mean, you got a family, too. Tell us about, family, because I know, probably the busiest thing you have going on in your life right now outside of surgery are the kids and their activities and all that, right?
Absolutely. My wife and I have been married about 16 years. She's from Brazil, and we actually just got back from there on vacation to introduce my kids to a lot of her family, so that was a good experience. Huh? So I have three daughters. 13, 10, and 7. So it's a busy time. They've got things going on with school, extracurricular activities, but I like to be involved in that. So that's my passion is them, as well as cataract surgery.
We may need to do a podcast sometime just on traveling around Brazil or South America. I'm sure a lot of our listeners haven't spent a lot of time down there.
We'd have to get my wife in on that one.
All right. When you want to relax, you and your wife, any happy places or things that you really like to do? You like to sit at home and read? Do you like to go to movies? Do you like to travel?
We do. We both like to travel. So we enjoy that a lot together and with the girls as well. But we're homebodies as well. We like to just relax at home and spend time as a family at home, just get out around Nashville a little bit and have fun. I enjoy golf. That's part of my relaxation as well. My wife's not a golfer, so I do that with friends. So that's another thing that I do in my free time.
All right. So you were with Vandy for 9 years, and then you took a hiatus and picked up and turned over a practice up in Bowling Green, Kentucky,
yes.
Right? And you were there for how long?
Yeah, so McPeak Vision Partners, I was there for about 5 years before, till now.
Yeah.
Still spending a bit of time up there, but transitioning and spend a lot of time here now as well.
Okay, and you never really moved to Bowling Green though, right? You've always been here in Nashville, right?
Yeah, so I live north side of town in Goodlettsville. So it was kind of an easy transition from working with Vanderbilt to going up there. I actually didn't have to relocate my family, which made it a lot easier.
So I'm talking with Dr. Mark Kroll, who's the chief surgeon at Cool Springs Eye Care and soon to be rotating through Donaldson Eye Care. Let's talk about the surgical procedures in particular. We won't talk about all of them, but let's hone in on cataract surgery. You provide cataract surgery. You've done 25,000 plus cases somewhere. You lost count a while back, right?
Yes, but I would say that's probably a good guess.
Not your first rodeo, though, right? Has cataract surgery changed since you trained to now, would you say? And if so, how?
It has changed. It's a much more elegant, less invasive procedure in the sense that incisions are smaller. We do now have help with laser-assisted cataract surgery, and we have a lot of options with treating refractive patients, which is helps them minimize their need for glasses more than we were able to do in the past.
So almost like when we're doing cataract surgery, we're making you see clearer, but it's a little bit kind of like LASIK, right? We can also correct the resultant prescription and try to give you the best vision at a distance that you might want. Even astigmatism?
Yes, we can correct astigmatism now at higher levels than we used to. So it used to be that someone would have cataract surgery, and then they might also later just have LASIK or something to correct their vision and correct the astigmatism. Nowadays, we can do everything in one procedure.
Okay. And wait a minute, but what about those people that say, hey, I really would like to see far away and up close, or I'm coming out of a multifocal contact lens where I've had that luxury? Any options for us in cataract surgery now?
Yes, those options have also gotten better over the last few years and continue to get better. We have some very good options for multifocal lens implants that tend to actually work a little better than a lot of the multifocal contact lenses that people are used to wearing. Another option is for those who have done what we call monovision and contact lenses, which is one eye working at distance, the other eye working at near. We can accomplish that as well at cataract surgery to help them get rid of their contact lenses.
I think that's all part of our discussion and the consultation that I have with all of our doctors here, but then in particular with your cataract consultation is what have you been in? What do you want? Where do we want to end up, right? And choosing, really customizing, personalizing that, what implant we're going to use or how we're going to measure, or take the measurements and make some calculations for the eyes after cataract surgery, because we plan on people being around a long time after cataract surgery, and we want to make it as functionally easy as we can.
That's right. So cataract surgery used to be more of a cookie-cutter approach where the purpose was to get the cataract out of the way and get a new lens in there. But nowadays, it's become much more individualized and patient-specific based on needs as well as their measurements.
So Dr. Kroll provides also laser procedures in the office. These are walk-in, walk-out, no anesthesia type of thing other than topical, if you will. Let's talk about a couple of those main laser procedures. A YAG laser. People talk about that. In fact, sometimes that's where people get confused and they go, well, I had cataract surgery, but then I started to have blurred vision. It's like that cataract came back and they fixed it with a laser this time. So talk to me about what a posterior capsule and haze and what this crazy laser in the office is all about.
Yeah, so it's very common after cataract surgery to develop a little bit of scar tissue behind the lens implant that can fog the vision again, similar to like a cataract did originally. So a lot of people will hear the term secondary cataract or hear people say, well, my cataract came back, and that's probably what they're talking about, but it is different. And so the solution is very easy. It doesn't require going back to the operating room, just requires that in-office laser that literally takes less than a minute to do with, there's no restrictions, no eye drops afterwards.
So it's kind of like when the same microscope that we use to evaluate you all the time, each and every visit, when we look at the front of your eye, it's attached to a laser that's aimed, and basically you're kind of blowing a hole in a cobweb and opening that up so people have their clear vision again. So it's an expected side effect, really, of cataract surgery, isn't it, over time?
It really is. I would say most people end up needing that, but it's just not something to worry about at all. So it's about the simplest thing we do.
Now, we also use a glaucoma laser, which is a much the same, attached to a microscope, but we use that in a different area for a different purpose. Can you tell us about how laser works for glaucoma?
Yeah, so it's the same machine, just a different setting. That literally takes a minute or two for treatment. But what that laser is doing is acting at the angle between the cornea and the iris. That's where the fluid inside the eye flows out of the eye. And to help reduce the eye pressure, that laser helps to open up that angle so that the fluid flows out of the eye a little easier. And then we become less dependent on eye drops to control that eye pressure.
So when we're doing a YAG laser or an SLT, that's the glaucoma laser, does it hurt?
Some people describe just a little bit of an ache with it sometimes, but most people don't feel it at all.
Usually painless. You walk in, you get a numbing drop, you have this procedure, and you walk home and you go get lunch, right?
That's right.
It's not like going back to major surgery and anesthesia and an IV and all those type of things. That's what makes it nice and convenient. We don't do these in a facility. We do it in the right in the office to try to make it really convenient for patients. So I've introduced you a little bit. Anything else you want to talk about in particular about you, your family, what you like, your surgical procedures?
Well, I just really enjoy meeting new patients and helping them achieve what they want to achieve with their vision. And as we've talked about, surgery has changed over the last few years and allowed us to do that more and more, where it's just become more fun because we can individualize that treatment better and better for people and help them really accomplish their goals.
That is great. So I've been talking with Dr. Mark Kroll, the surgeon at Cool Springs Eye Care and Donaldson Eye Care. If you're with another eye doctor in town, we work very, very closely with your eye doctor to provide surgical or laser care and then the follow-up with your doctor. We want to keep you embedded with your primary care optometrist or ophthalmologist. The fact that you're having good eye care on a regular basis is the most important thing. I will tell you, Dr. Kroll is a great surgeon. Even more than that, he's just a great guy. I like working with him. He's a friend and somebody that I trust in patient care. So one other addition to our team in our attempt to continually provide you more than just good eye care, a great healthcare experience. Thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate you being with me today.
Thank you. Excited to be here.